Syrian, and you are asking me who can move on after Ukraine. Of course, Ms. Zambia has scored national team from the country, South Africa, in international. The Zambia Flying Doctor Service has attended to more than 144 patients across 50 districts so far this year as part of efforts to provide quality health care to hard-to-reach areas. Copper Belt Minister Elisha Mutambo has called on struggling parastatals and quasi-government institutions to emulate and adopt the Zambian Flying Doctor Service model in order to improve performance and service delivery. Mutambo was speaking when a team from the Zambia Flying Doctor Service paid a courtesy call on him at his office. He says achievements being recorded by the Zambian Flying Doctor Service, together with the progress in other health institutions, are an indication that the health sector has been revitalized under the leadership of President Hage Ndekijilema. Meanwhile, Zambian Flying Doctor Service Chief Executive Officer George Muni announced that the service has acquired a pressurized aircraft under the recapitalization program. Dr. Muni says the aircraft is expected to arrive in the country next week and will significantly embrace the service's capacity to deliver timely medical care to remote communities. About 70,000 pupils and patients now have access to reliable drinking water every day in Mumbwa District, Central Province. This follows the following pilot of a results-based construction model by the government aimed at addressing chronic water supply challenges in rural schools and healthcare facilities. The project is being implemented through the Safe Manzi pilot and supported by the Uptime Global in collaboration with the University of Oxford. Speaking about the initiative, Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu says the program aligns with President Hage Ndekijilema's directive to deliver safe drinking water to all public facilities. Nzovu says investments in water infrastructure must be matched with long-term support for maintenance as the approach is economically sound and strengthen resilience against growing climate threats affecting rural communities. Labour and Social Security Minister Brenda Tambatamba has warned that government will take firm action against employers who disregard workers' rights. Tambatamba has stressed the workers' rights are non-negotiable. The minister was speaking in Lusaka during the Grain and Meat Workers Union in Zambia annual quadrennial conference. She says government is scaling up climate smart agriculture to promote sustainability and embrace job security in the agricultural sector. Tambatamba explained that efforts are underway to expand employment opportunities through increased support to farmers, enhanced mechanization and targeted skills development programs. Meanwhile, GRAM President Blake Mulala called on government to strengthen labor protection measures within the agriculture sector. Mulala says decent working conditions are essential for sustainable agriculture and consistent food production. The 2025 Grain and Meat Workers Union of Zambia annual quadrennial conference was held under the theme Protecting Agricultural Workers' Rights for Sustainable Grain and Meat Production. Still in local news, Defence Minister Ambrose Lufuma says government is seeking to transform the Zambian National Service, ZNS, into a model of agro-industrial excellency in Africa. Lufuma has directed ZNS to deepen agricultural mechanization and expand irrigation system in order to realize its benchmark goal of becoming a leading agro-industrial institution. He said that he has further instructed the service to scale up value addition to its agricultural produce and increase export quotas as part of efforts to enhance productivity and revenue generation. Meanwhile, Lupuma says government will expand voluntary Zambia National Service training among youth across all regions of the country. He explains that intake levels will be increased with a deliberate focus on school leavers, vulnerable youth, and those without formal employment. The minister was speaking in Lusaka last night during the ZNS officer annual ball. Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has been awarded a honorary Doctor of Laws degree by Gideon Roberts University in recognition of her contribution to the legal profession of her dedication to democratic governance. Expressing appreciation to the institution, Muti says the recognition serves as a reminder of the responsibility and sacrifice associated with public service. She reflected on her journey from humble beginnings to her current role as evidence of determination, hard work, and perseverance. Muti has emphasized that leadership goes beyond titles or position, centering instead of influencing others while service with integrity. She added that her role as speaker requires fairness, impartiality, courage, and personal sacrifice, noting that she has remained focused on placing Zambia first. Meanwhile, Lusaka Province Minister Shiu Muliata says an educated population is key to national development as it equips citizens with the capacity to assume leadership roles and contribution to economic progress. She highlights government's continued investment in education through initiatives such as the free education and expansion of the student loan scheme to all public universities. Finally, in local news, Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, National Coordinator Namanchipa Kupaku has expressed satisfaction with ongoing drainage construction on Kalushi Valley Road, Kalundu Road, and Road 55 in Lusaka. Chipa Kupaku says approximately 99 million kwacha has been released for drainage projects in the capital, adding that the full district master plan to complete all drainage infrastructure is valued at about $1.5 billion. He was speaking during an inspection of the works, where he emphasized the importance of effective drainage system and reducing flooding and safeguarding life, property, and public infrastructure. We now take a short break. Due to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Hi there, this is Fast Mobile, your ultimate gadget destination. From the hottest smartphones, Samsung, iPhone, Tecno, Infinix, Itel, ZTE, Nokia, Google Pixel, Blackview, to all the accessories you need, covers, protectors, power banks, chargers, flash drives, and more. We've also got top quality laptops, desktops, laptop bags, and stylish traveling bags for your everyday hustle. For content creators, we've got the full gear, cameras, camcorders, tripod stands, lapel mics, camera bags, just everything to keep you creating non-stop. Wait, gamers, we have all you're looking for. Your paradise awaits. PS5, PS4, Xbox consoles, games, and controllers all in one place. Find us at 3 convenient locations. Shop number A75 Freedom Way Road or shop number 06 Chiparamba Road and at shop number 113C East Park Mall. Call WhatsApp us today on 0779-333-503. Fast Mobile Center for today's best technology.
Fortunately, this love work doesn't have to worry. All you have to do is
enter a store,
go straight to the refreshment area, get himself a nice fresh bottle of Mandy. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the